Now, it's possible that there's not a space in your lecture outline for the discussion about RH, but I'm going to go into RH anyways because it's very important. So find yourself a spot to write about it. It's going to be related to the hemolytic disease of the newborn, so somewhere in that vicinity. In addition to the A, the B antigens that can be found on human blood, there's another antigen that's separate from these. It's called the RH antigen. And it's called the RH antigen because it's from the rhesus monkey. Rhesus monkeys have this antigen on their blood. And most humans also have this antigen on their red blood cells, but some humans don't. So, the people who have the RH antigen, which is the most common situation, are said to be RH positive. The people who do not have the RH antigen on their blood are said to be RH negative. And this becomes an issue, in some cases, especially with pregnancy. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the antibodies associated with RH. If a person is RH positive, of course, they would not have antibodies against RH because if they did, they would attack their own blood. So RH positive people do not have antibodies against RH. RH negative people do not start their life with any antibodies. So, for example, if I were RH negative, it doesn't necessarily mean that I have antibodies against the RH antigen. Unlike the AB antibodies, I'm not born with an antibody against RH. But a person who is RH negative will develop antibodies against RH antigens if they're exposed to those antigens at some point during their life. So, how might you be exposed to RH antigens if you're RH negative? Well, you might get a blood transfusion. And you say that you're RH negative and the blood that's transfused to you is RH positive, you may start to develop antibodies against that RH antigen. Another way that there can be exposure to RH positive blood is during pregnancy. If an RH negative mother is carrying a baby that's RH positive, normally their bloodstreams are going to be kept separate by the placenta so that their bloodstreams don't actually mix. So even though the baby may be RH positive and the mother may be RH negative, there's no contact through most of the pregnancy between the blood for there to be a reaction of any kind. However, once parturition or labor and delivery start, the placenta is going to start to separate from the uterus, and there will be some mixing between the mother and the baby's blood. So the mother will be exposed to the baby's blood at that point during the birth process. And if the mother's RH negative and the baby is RH positive, once the mother's exposed to that RH positive blood, she is going to start to produce antibodies against it. Usually within 72, I think 72 hours, something like that. Usually within a week or so, she'll start to produce antibodies against RH positive blood. So if she's exposed to RH positive blood again, she will have antibodies against it and her blood will attack it. So this brings up the problem of hemolytic disease of the newborn. And this can only be a problem for women who are RH negative. And it's not a problem during a first pregnancy with an RH positive baby because, again, it takes a while for those antibodies to be formed. And usually, if she doesn't have antibodies during the pregnancy, she won't start to form them until the very, very end of the pregnancy when the placenta begins to separate from the uterus. So the first pregnancy with an RH positive baby will not be a problem. Obviously, if she's pregnant with an RH negative baby, there's no problem either because there's no RH antigens to be attacked. However, the problem occurs if the mother's been exposed to Rh-positive blood and she's created anti-Rh antibodies. Then, if she becomes pregnant a second or third or fourth time, etc., with an Rh-positive baby, again, because she now has the antibodies against Rh in her blood will start to attack the bloodstream of the Rh-positive baby. And unfortunately, these antibodies are able to cross the placenta, and they will attack the blood of the developing fetus. And that's why hemolytic disease of the newborn is also called erythroblastosis of the fetus, because the fetus's blood is being attacked and destroyed by the mother's antibodies. And this can be fatal. It will often cause miscarriages. In some cases, the baby will be born, but it will be often anemic, severely anemic, and it may have some developmental problems just because it has not had the level of blood volume to go as it was going through its development in the uterus. So again, this is something that needs to be, it's of concern when for women who are Rh negative. They have no problem at all having Rh negative babies, but if they have more than one Rh positive baby, after the first baby, there can be some problems. Luckily, there is a way to prevent the mother, if she's Rh negative, from producing Rh antibodies. And the way to do this is with a shot. It's called the Rogam shot. And what it does is it basically prevents her body from forming those antibodies against Rh. So it allows her to have, if she wants to have more than one Rh positive baby, she can do that. Now, of course, it's not just through pregnancy that an Rh negative woman can develop antibodies. She can also develop them through transfusions or any kind of exposure that she might have to Rh positive blood.